Yeah.
Hi.
Rose, I just wanted to be sure that I did talk to Agnew, so I did that.
Okay, now let me tell you a couple other people pulled back my notes here.
But Hope Rose did not call, so I...
Yes, he did, but you were eating. And he said you didn't have to call him. All he wanted was for you to know how great he thought it was. Well, yeah, he called back, but you were eating or something. They didn't want to bother you.
Well,
and I talked with him again, and he's just so thrilled by it all.
He really is, huh?
Yeah.
What's the conclusion, I suppose?
And, pardon me, at the conclusion and at the whole thing. And Governor Rockefeller called
you?
Yep.
That's nice.
And he said he just wanted to call up, having watched the program, that he thought it was tremendously able handling of a very, very difficult situation.
That's nice.
You had the courage to stick with your basic principles. These are tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted you to know he thought it was absolutely splendid. Then he gave me his private number in New York. He said you didn't need to call him, but he gave me the number where he was calling from.
I better do that.
To say that you were great.
I better call him.
Okay, I'll give the operator the number.
Fine. And tell her to return that.
Yeah.
Right.
Then Jack Drown called, and he was terribly cute.
Of course.
He waited 20 minutes on the line.
Yeah.
He thought it was marvelous, that everything was just, you know, really
nice.
Great.
Well, he's a great friend.
Oh, he is a good friend, you know. He told me he saw Agnew today. Poor old Fred Schroeder, bless his heart, called me.
Yeah.
He thought you were marvelous. Freeman Gosden called.
What did he say?
He said, I just wish you would tell the president that that was the most sincere and effective talk that he's made in a long, long time.
Huh.
He said it was the soft sell.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that...
I might call him back.
He said, I frankly ended up with a tear in my eye.
Yeah, I might call him back.
He said, he talked with a couple of people who felt the same way. Now, you know, I don't know whether you know, because I silence him. He's been ill.
Oh.
We've sent him a couple of letters.
I'll
and
call
tonight
him.
Is one of the first nights he's out, and he's at Floyd Odlum's.
All right.
For dinner.
Put a call through to him.
All right, I'll tell him.
And I'll put a call through to Rockefeller.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Okay. And Jim Bassett called me. He's here in town. He was out at the Mazos.
Yeah, have him come in and say hello tomorrow, will you?
Okay.
No, tomorrow at noon, you know, in the noon hour, I want to say hello to him because he's never been in the office when I've been there.
Oh,
he should
hasn't,
be.
I didn't even realize that. He thought it was very good, and he thought that the comments afterwards were, you know, he thought you really, you know, even with the people who would be hatchet-type people, he thought you did
a good job. Have Jim come in. You know how we do at noon.
Yeah.
And he's to come in because he's never been in the president's office, and I've been there, and goddammit, he deserves it because
okay.
He was with us in the tough.
You know, the other thing he said he asked me to tell you that he felt that it was really great, and that part of the charm and the greatness of the whole thing that it was not oversold in advance.
No, that's right.
He thinks this is terribly important. He wanted me to pass that on. So.
You were right. We didn't. Yeah. We didn't oversell it or anything.
Okay, well, now, you don't need to talk with Hope, do you?
Bob Hope?
No, Hope Lewis.
Oh, yes, I think.
All right, I'll tell him.
Damn, he's been so good.
And Freeman Gosden
Bob
and Hope.
Okay, thank you.
All right, fine. Bye.